How would you assess how this year went for you?
I think it went really well. Nobody fault that I got here late. I feel like throughout the whole year, I always praise my coach that I can do more and more and more. But that takes a lot of time. I went here in training camp. But hopefully everything is worked out upstairs, be here for the new year, training camp, keep building on this thing, this morality we got. And you'll see a hell of a team.
What did you and Todd talk about in your exit meeting? What did he stress you? He wants you to work on, or just how did that meeting go?
Man, just going home and really just been away from football for a couple of weeks. Really, when you get ready to get back into it, just really making your mind up and just doing whatever you need to do to be better, period. That's pretty much the message for everybody, but just get away from football for a couple of weeks. Obviously, your body needs time. We should be mad, but at the end of the day, we understand. About how this year went. Just come with a different attitude, a better attitude going into that 2018 year.
Based on what you guys showed this year with the development of some of your younger guys, you got a ton of cap space going into the offseason to add some pieces. So you think this team will make the playoffs next year?
Definitely. We accept our losses this year. We accept our wins as well as our losses. But, we saw a lot of growth and potential. Promising team. It's going to be looking different next year, a bit different. No different than what we said earlier this year. It worked out to, what at least more than what we thought was going to work out. We just got to keep building on it. I've seen it happen for Carolina. We're going to do nothing but get better as far as here because we got the team, we got the potential, we got the players and the coaches.
Yeah, I would say definitely it's pretty strong that you feel that strongly coming off the 5-1 season, though.
Yeah, because you got pieces that promisingly probably going to be here next year. Mm-hmm. They just got here in the middle of the season or, early beginning of the season. And it still worked out for us as far as trying to get things done. And it didn't reflect in the win-loss column. But at the end of the day, it builds on going to next year.
You've been on good teams. Obviously, you've been on a Super Bowl team,
right.
A team that made it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So what do you think is the biggest difference between that, just when you look at the structure build between that team and the Jets that you've got here?
I can give you a similar type of deal. Carolina, we had a year we had lost, which was last year, the year before we went to the Super Bowl. But the year before that, we were in a fighting chance to try to get in the playoffs. And we won out. We lost the first round. We came back that offseason, stuck together, same team. We built more camaraderie between one another. We had our mental, just went to a whole different level, and we came out kicking everybody's butt the next year. And, obviously, we went to the Super Bowl, didn't win it. But the fact that we did what we did, that short turnaround, spoke volumes. And I see the same thing, same potential in this team. We got a young secondary is young, but at the end of the day, they're talented, they're smart, got leadership with the young guys. A lot of the veteran players are going to bring a lot more to, obviously into the team again next year. I feel like overall as a whole, we're going to be a better team, honestly, just because of the things we went through this year and what we can build off of going into 2018.